We are learning Masech the School in Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Alef, and we are beginning five lines from the top. The beginning of the line is we're Michlof right after that. We had a Mishnah Masech the Tyros that stated that according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you eat a Oichel Rishon, you become a Rishon Lotomo. If you eat a Shein, you become a Shein. If you eat a Slishi, you become a Slishi. You are what you eat, you become Tumas and Tumas Darabonon, Tumas Gevia. If you eat this Tumas, you become that Tumas. Rabbi Yeshua says, there's also Tumas Gevia, but it's different. It says, if you eat a Rishon or a Sheini, you become a Sheini. And by a Shlishi, you become a Sheini Lekoidesh, ain't Sheini Letruma. If you eat a Shlishi, you only become a Sheini Lekoidesh, not Sheini Letruma. And then he qualifies his halacha as talking about Chulin Shenaswa Taharais Truma. It was talking about Chulin that you were makbar on this Chulin to eat it with Taharas Truma. That's what the Mishnah said there, and we want to redact from that Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yeshua, he does not hold of Chulin at Taharas HaKadosh. And therefore, we couldn't set sign our Mishnah but Chulin that's Nasu Taharas HaKadosh. Because our Mishnah is a problem. Our Mishnah says that it says it needs to have Hechsher on the Basar. And if it has Hechsher, if it already Hechsher, then it becomes Tummy from your hands. So he said, what are we talking about? If it's Chulin, you know, still seeing a Shlishi Vachulin. And if it's kachim, no such thing as kachim. Teretz is a must be talking about chulin shnas v'taras hakodesh, but that's not like Rabbi Yeshua. That's the Gemara one time. It's not like Rabbi Yeshua holds. If it sounds like Mishnah Teretz, does not hold of chulin shnas v'taras hakodesh. Comes the Gemara and says that's not so pasha that Rabbi Yeshua argues. Omo ula chavraya amre mechulin shnas v'taras hakodesh loik Rabbi Yeshua. The chavraya, my friends in yeshiva, they hold that you could say in the Mishnah Shlishi v'chulin shnas v'taras hakodesh, and even a kuli amma. It says chavraya v'chulin shnas v'taras hakodesh like Rav Yeshua. Va'ano amina, the chavraya say that it's not like Rav Yeshua. Va'ano amina, Rav Yeshua, my friends in yeshiva saying that the mishnah talking about chulin shnas v'taras hakodesh is not like Rav Yeshua. I hold it's also Rav Yeshua. The mishnah mesechus Tyrus. The mishnah mesechus Tyrus says that v'chulin shnas v'taras truma. One and say v'taras hakodesh. So how can you say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yeshua? How could Ula say, argue on Chavraya, say it's like Rabbi Yeshua? The Chavraya are right. The Mishnah says that that my whole story, the Shlishi is Chulin Shnas V'Taras Truma. Why can't you say Chulin Shnas V'Taras HaKadosh also? Because we know we're talking about Chulin there, and the Mishnah Taras is talking about Chulin there. So what's the Shlishi there? So he speaks out Chulin Shnas V'Taras Truma. Why didn't he say V'Taras HaKadosh also? So Zakt Ula, tell you Pshat, loy me boy. This Mushlishi, not only is Chulin that you makpid on it to eat it on the same level as Kodesh, that has a Shlishi. Even Chulin Shanasu Ataras Truma also has a, could become a Shlishi. So basically, the Chavraya say it's not like Rabbi Shua and also says it is like Rabbi Shua. Who exactly is this Chavraya? Who's the friends from Yeshiva? Who's the Chavraya? Man Chavraya. Rabbi Barachanahi. It's Rabbi Barachanah. Because we're going to show something Rabbi Barachanah says in the explanation of the Machlekes of Lezer Rabbi Shua. And for that, we're going to see that Rabbi Barachanah holds that it's Dafka by Chulin Nasu Taharas Truma, not Chulin Nasu Taharas Kodesh. That's going to prove. So, Man Chavrai, Rabbi Barachanah, Dom Rabbi Barachanah, Rabbi Yechanon, Maya Hadri Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua, Lahadadi. So, Rabbi Barachanah, Bingham Shem Rabbi Yechanon, Shakal of Atari, Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua, to explain the Mishnah and Tyrus. But it's not first Mishnah. This is what he held was the Shaka Vitari back and forth. Remember, the main chilik is that Rabbi Eliezer holds you are what you eat. And Rabbi Yeshua holds no. He holds that to eat the Rishon and Sheni, you're a Sheni. You eat the Shlishi, you're a Sheni. It's a very complicated what he holds. We have to explain it. And Rabbi Eliezer holds his sheet is right. So what's the conversation back and forth? So you always find that eating something is more chomer than the oichel itself. Why? I'll give you an example. Dilu nivlas oif tahar bechutz. If you have a nivlas oif tahar, which means that oif, that's a kosher bird, dies without shchita, loy metame. If you touch it, does not become tame. Bechutz lo metame. If you touch it from the outside, it's not tame at all. You don't become tame. Bilu oichla, if you eat it, metame go mezabliya. Just by eating it, you become tame. So obviously, eating something is more chomer than the oichla itself. Va'onu hechli nasa oichla gemaychla. So of course, if you eat a rishon, I'm sure you'll be as good as a rishon because you're eating it. Eating is always worse. So Therefore, it makes sense that you should become what you eat because oichel is always more chamer. That's what he wants to tell him. He wants to tell him that oichel, you see, your oichel nibbles of Torah is more chamer than touching it. So here he says that you shouldn't be a rishon. That's what Rabbi Eliezer is telling to Rabbi Yeshua is. And you're saying that it's not. You're saying eat a rishon and become a sheni. So first I'm going to tackle the rishon part of it. So he holds rishon, you call rishon. And Rabbi Yeshua holds rishon becomes a sheni. He says, what do you mean? Oichel is more chamer. You can't get more than a rishon. You can't become more than a rishon. So also, you're not going to get more than, you can't have more tumah than the thing itself. But it'd be at least as good. It's more chamer, so it can't be less. That's his time. It can't be more. It can't get more tumah than the thing itself. Zot the Gemara, that's the thing of transmitting tumah. You can't get transmitted tumah more than the tumah itself. That you can't do it. Huh? No, does that you don't become more? You don't become more. It has that tumah in it. The nibbles has that koyach of tumah. You get it when you eat it. When you eat it, you get that koyach of tumah. The koyach of a tumah on a rishon came from something else. You can't get more than that thing itself. So then, that's Rabbi Eliezer's time to Rabbi Yeshua. Zokta Rabbi Eliezer back. Dr. Yeshua back rather. Yeshua, nibbles of tumah like Armina. You don't have nibbles of tumah. The chiddush. The whole nibbles of is a huge chiddush. That when you eat something, become tameh. Really, there's no such thing as tumah in the base abliya because base astarim. So something on the inside really does not become tameh. No such thing. It's mamash xeris akasim. Don't bring a riot from nivus of tar. That's a whole new parasha. It's xeris akasim. That's a chiddushu. Don't bring a riot to regular things. And I'll tell you the opposite. Elamatzinu shamaychol chamin oichol. The opposite. The food is more chamin than the oichol. Why? The ilu maychol bekabeya. In order for food to transmit tumah, and maybe for some shittas rishonim even to become tameh, it has to be the shear of a kabeya, and not more than that. To become tameh, it could be even less if you want for some rishonim. But the ilu maychol bekabeya, the biggest shear you need is kabeya. Va'oichol, but when you're eating tumah, this tumah is gavia. Tumah gavia means when you eat tumah, you become tameh. It's din derabanan. You're only tameh when you eat the chatzi pras, which is two beim. Which is two bayim. You have to eat at least a minimum of two bayim to become tamei. So, if I care, the food is more chamer than the oichel. Therefore, you always get downgraded when you eat something. We're not going to make the oichel kemeichel because the meichel is more chamer. So, if you eat it, you get downgraded. That's why you eat a rishon and you become a sheni because you always get downgraded one. That's what the taina of Rabbi Shua back was. Says, don't bring a raya of nivasayv tar because that's a chiddush. And I'll tell you why, if you eat a rishon, you become a sheni, because eating is always always downgraded because it's less chomer than the food itself. So Rabbi Leah says back, tumah v'shiurim le'gamina. First, we don't learn a tumah from shiurim. Shiurim has special din. He says, like Rashi explains, that it needs a kabeya because we learn from the pasuk we call it oichel asher yo'ochel, and we learn that from the Gemara Yuma says that yo'ochel means oichel kemenechel v'vas achas, which is a beya. And Mashiach and Tumas Gviya, the Rabbanon said you have to have two beim. That's not a riot to anything. That's the way they made it to Kana. You don't bring a riot from Shur. V'oi, this is a very strong question. Next question. Okay, so you're telling me that you always go downgraded, right? L'dvarech, atoymel, arishin sheni, yafa, atoymel, very geshmak. But sheni, lama. Instead of you ate a sheni, you also become a sheni. What do you do then? Should be downgraded. Should become a shlishi. That's kasha number two. So the first kasha, okay, he holds you could learn out tumah v'shiurim. But the second kasha, I don't understand you. You tell me now that the food is more chamer. If you get downgraded when you eat it, so why is sheni? Do you become a sheni? Should become a shlishi. Amalah, I'll tell you pshat. Zokt Rabbi Shua back. Metzinu shasheni oisa sheni ayidei mashkin. Because we find that Sheni can make a sheni adei mashkin. That means like this. Usually, if a food touches another food, most will become a shlishi. If it's truma or kaidish, it'll become a shlishi, right? But there's a way that if a sheni touches another sheni, it'll become a sheni. How is that? If it's covered with mashkin. The halacha of the Rabbanan is that anything that a sheni touches a mashkin, the mashkin becomes a rishon. It's supposed to be my mashkin. Since mashkin is very common to have chumas maizes with mashkin, my wine, it's very common to have the mashkin around. So therefore, the masakin, the mashkin becomes tummy. There's a lot of water around. The mashkin is very, very common to have it around. Therefore, mashkin, we say, is always a rishon. And the mashkin is sitting on the food, so because of rishon, makes the food a sheni. So it's possible to see a sheni making a sheni. It happens. Since by a oichel, sheni makes a sheni, so therefore also when you're eating it, your sheni becomes a sheni. Right, but still, you see the idea of shame becomes a shame. Yes, he says. So you find that it becomes a shame makes a shame. So that's what he says. That is why. So I'm late, but Mashkin said, yes. So that's his kasha. He says, that's what you find. That's what Rav Shua answered back. Now, the only question is you still have to explain something. Okay, so why do you still become a shani? I still don't understand. Don't you get downgraded? So he says, Rashi was on the line here, that achila chamurim maga. For sure, achila is chamurim maga. In the first Mahalak Rav Shua, he's saying it's like this. The food is more chamur than the oichel. Therefore, you always get downgraded. But if you could find me a case that when you touch the shani, you become, even the negiah of a shani would be a shani, then the eating also would be a shani. Because eating definitely is better than negiah. Eating is better than negiah, he says. And therefore he says that he had become a shani. The kasha was, you always get downgraded. No, so since you find shani can make a shani, you won't get downgraded and become a shani. That's the taina of Rab Yeshua back. Now, tomorrow we'll go back, rather than another kasha on Yeshua. Before we go back, I don't want them to forget what we're holding over here. We're trying to find a proof that Rabbi Chana holds there's such a thing as chulin, there's no such thing as chulin, shenasu, ataras, kurash, going to Rabbi Yeshua. That's trying to prove. Rabbi Chana is the one who says there is no such thing as chulin, shenasu, ataras, kurash. Because Rabbi Ula learned that when in the Mishnah in Tyrus, when he spoke out, bechulin, shenasu, ataras, chuma, that's lav dafka. I meant even a nasa chuma can have a shlishi. But of course, nasa taras keres could become a shlishi. That's what the Ula learned. But we're trying to prove Rabbi Chana's one hold that he holds there's no such thing as chulin shenasu ataras keres. Just to get that, put it back in the head before we finish. It's a brief from this shaka v'tari. But let's finish. But in the middle of shaka v'tari, I just want to speak that out. We shouldn't forget what we're holding. Okay. So back to the machlekes of Elazar and Yeshua, they're going back and forth, back and forth. Rabbi Eliezer says, what do you mean? You are what you eat. Why? Because eating is more chamer, like nivlas avtar. Eating is more chamer. So Rabbi Yeshua says back, no, nivlas avtar is a chiddush, but the food is more chamer, and therefore you get downgraded. I shani shani says no, because there you find shani makes a shani. And like you're asking, still asking, okay, good. Maisi find shani makes a shani. Great. Amalah, you pray to Marakasha, that if you learn from mashkin, so then make the adam into tchila, because mashkin, you find the shani makes a reshain. Amaleva mashkin nami tchila ava the tnan call a paisel v'chumama, which means shniyos mitame mashkeli is tchila chutz v'tol yoyim. So it's v'tol yoyim not, because there's a special reason, because the tumah is not so strong. But lemaisa, a person who has shniyos l'tumah makes mashkel tchila. So you tell me you find such a musig that the maga can make it a shani, therefore you become a shani. We find a musig that the mashka can make, that the shani can make a rishon with mashka. So if you can make a rishon, you should become a rishon maybe. That's his kasha. You're learning it from mashkin. It's a different yoke question. You're saying, forget about the food. The mashkin becomes a rishon, so you should become a rishon. Because you see, maga makes a rishon. That's the Gemara's question. And that, the Rabbi Shua didn't answer, but Rashi answers for Rabbi Shua. He says, Rabbi Shua lo yalof min ha-mashka. You don't learn from mashka. The hasam, chumri de mashkin hu, shalulim makabotum. It's very common for mashkin makabotum, but oichol yalof. You can't learn from mashkin. Mashkin is a special reason. Therefore, he's not a small for this kasha. Well, let's come to the second kasha. This is finally what we need. In the Shaka V'tari, the Rabbi Bachana says, V'shem Rabbi Yechanan, in the Shaka V'tari of the Gemara, he says over, that va'oid, another tiny Rabbi Eliezer has to Rabbi Shua. He says to Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua, you, what are you saying? Shlishi, sheni. Ooh, lama. How could, when you eat a shlishi, you become a sheni? It says in the Mishnah that if you eat a shlishi, you're sheni l'kaidish, ain't sheni l'chuma. You're sheni l'kaidish. How do you become a sheni? How do you become more chamer? What's wrong with that? Amaloi, he answers like this. If you look at my words, I said afani lo yamarti ala b'chuma. I only said it by chuma, which means bechun shenasu al taharas chuma. She taharasa the tahira of chuma tameya he eats la hekdesh is tamei by hekdesh, which means that, like the Mishnah says in Maseches Chagiga, that there's always levels. Someone who's makbid on regular taharas, his medris, his beds are tamei for oichle chuma. Someone in his house is makbid on truma, his beds in his house is tamei for hektish. Because you always watch for the limit you need, and for the higher level, that's considered tamei. So he says, here, since this person only watched his chulin, al taharas at truma, and not more than that, so therefore, legabi hektish, it's really a rishon. It's really a tumas medrash, really a rishon. So that's the reason when you eat a shlishi, you become a sheni. You know why you become a sheni? Because it's like a rishon. And halacha is when you eat a rishon, you become a sheni, actually, according to Rabbi Yeshua. So that's why it's always a sheni. You know why it's a sheni l'kodesh? And dafka l'kodesh. Because in regards to kodesh, you don't watch it. Your mamish tumah rishon. It's not just a shlishi here. It's a rishon because it's tumas medrash over here. Because it's your medrash l'kodeshim, and that's the pshat. Adka and the shak of atarik and Rabbi Yeshua. So we have to double down on this, on these words, and that's the bottom Rashi, a long Rashi, that explains what's the raya now from Rabbi Bavachana. What's the raya from Rabbi Bavachana that he holds that Rabbi Yeshua did not say this by chulin shenas taharas hakodesh, because there's no such thing. Only by chulin shenas taharas hatrumah. So zok Rashi, the raya is like this: that what exactly did the Tana mean, the Rabbi Yeshua mean by saying bechulin shenas taharas hatrumah? He obviously did not mean to say that I'm talking about chulin shenas taharas hatrumah only for this reason, because then what was Rabbi Eliezer's kasha on him? Let's ask him. I don't understand you. Why is shlishi a sheni? What do you mean? I just told you. I just said bechulin shenas taharas hatrumah. He obviously did not mean with those words to say the shtickle Torah. He meant something else. So if he meant to say, like Ula, that chulin shenas taharas hatrumah means lot even taharas hatrumah, so then he can't say back to Rabbi Eliezer, what do you mean? I only said it by chulin shenas taharas hatrumah. No, you didn't say that. You said it by everything. By chulin shenas, you said chulin shenas taharas hakodesh, and even chulin shenas taharas hatrumah also comes shlishi. So don't tell me you said it only there. You didn't only say it there. You said it by both places. He said it was lame bite. So it can't mean that. It also can't mean to say is that he was saying that I'm talking about chulin shenas taharas hatrumah dafka, which is not such a high level of tumah, because then if he said that already, well, Rebbe wouldn't have any kashas. You said already your pshat. So Elamai, what he was saying was that I'm talking about chulin shenas taharas hatrumah because that's the only thing possible. It's not just possible to have chulin shenas taharas hakodesh. And on that, Rebbe Elazar asks him a kasha. He says, didn't I tell you that it's only talking about chulin shenas taharas hatrumah? Why did I tell you that? Because it can't be no such thing as chulin shenas taharas hakodesh. But now that it's only talking about that, I'll explain your pshat. Because it's a medrash le oich lehekdesh. That's why it's a sheni. So basically, there are three ways you could teach the words in the Mishnah and Tyrus when it says bechulin shenas taharas hatrumah. Doesn't mean lav dafka chulin shenas taharas hatrumah. It means also the chulin shenas hatrumah. So then the shak v'tarei gemara wouldn't be good, because Rabbi Yeshua can't answer back, oh, I only told you there. You didn't only tell me there. You told me in both places. You told me even there. And if it means to say this pshat already, that chulin shenas hatrumah means only here because here it's a medrash, the Osik brothers can't have a makasha because he told you the reason already. So it must be that he learns that chulin shenas taharas hatrumah, the reason why it's dafka this case is because it's not possible to have chulin shenas taharas hakodesh. It's not a possibility. And therefore we see clearly Rabbi Bachana holds that if someone says I'm pshat on our Mishnah, first Mishnah on Lam and Bezim and Gimel Av means chulin shenas taharas hakodesh, it's not like Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua holds there's no such thing. No such thing. So that's how Rabbi Bachana learns. Ula will learn that either learn, the simple way is learn, there's no such thing as Shaka Vatari. We'll learn with that the Rashi Shaka Pshat. There's no such thing as Shaka Vatari. This whole Shaka Vatari is made up. Rabbi Chana made it up. Moshe Rabbi Yechanan. But he doesn't have a Shaka Vatari. And therefore, the whole Kasha doesn't start. What's Pshat Mishnah? He learned Mishnah's Loyman Bai. And there's no, the whole Shaka Vatari wasn't true. And therefore, it's not a Kasha on Ula. But the bottom line is, when Mechleikus Ula and Rabbi Chana, if Rabbi Yeshua holds there's such a thing as Chulun Shenasu Al Taras HaKadosh, and the way we know that the Chavraya is, Rabbi Chana is, from his Shaka Vatariya. And from his Shaka Vatariya, it's Muchach, that's the Pshat in Rabbi Yeshua. Now this explanation I gave in Rashi comes from the Maram. So if someone wants to go ahead, which is very recommended, to learn the Rashi on the bottom of the Amud Lamed Aleph inside, that'd be a good idea. Learn the Maram. The Maram is not so long, short Maram, that explains like we explained the Rashi.